Welcome to Bibleline, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome to Bibleline. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we're going to be answering a question that was sent to us on our website, BibleLineMinistries.org. If you go to that website and you go right to the homepage, you'll find a button that says, "Send us your Bible question today." If you click on that, you'll have a contact form. We'll ask for your name, your phone number, your email. If you'd like to get our newsletter, which I would suggest you sign up for that. And then you can leave your Bible question or comment. And then when we have the opportunity, we take those questions and we look in the Bible and give you a Bible answer. So that's what we're doing today. And today's question comes from Gail. Thank you, Gail, for sending it in. You asked, "What is the best scripture to give my cousin when she says the devil believes and trembles? She listens to you a lot, but always brings this up, and I have tried to answer her the best I can, but she just keeps saying, 'But the devil believed also.'" So it's kind of difficult to understand exactly where your cousin is using James chapter 2 and verse 19. In proper context, James 2 is talking about faith without works being dead, and it's not necessarily talking about how if you do not have works, that you're not really saved. It's talking about how in the appearance of men, they will not know our faith. Our faith is dead if we're not working, if we're not showing out our faith. And the Lord is going to judge us on that. He is going to hold us accountable at the judgment seat of Christ, which is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to have all our works put into two separate categories. One is a category of profitability, which will be rewarded with gold, silver, and precious stones. And the other is a category of unprofitability, wood, hay, and stubble. Then these things will be tried by fire. But if you go to 1 Corinthians 3, you'll see the believer themselves will not be burned by that fire. And then whatever remains will receive a reward. Whatever did not remain is just cast away. Has nothing to do with the believer, has everything to do with the believer's works. So in James chapter 2 and in verse 19, it gets right in the middle of that. It's James is getting right into that discussion. And he essentially says, you know, the devils believe, the demons believe, and they tremble. What's he saying there? I believe what he's saying is that even though the demons believe and they still have that knowledge, salvation is not for them, but belief itself is not what is going to save a person. A belief in God is not going to be what saves a person. That belief has to be specific, and that belief has to be specifically on the one who God sent, and that's Jesus Christ. Even more specifically, a person must place their faith in his death, burial, and resurrection for the full payment of their sin. That is the only way that they can have eternal salvation, and it's the only way that they can receive the gift of everlasting life that's offered to them. So when your cousin uses, "Well, the demons believe also," this verse is not saying that they believe on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the payment of their sin. Salvation is not for the demons. Salvation is for mankind. That's who Jesus came to die for. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," referring to the world, "believeth in him, should not perish but have everlasting life." Nowhere are the demons mentioned there. In fact, any time that Jesus is around demons and he casts them out, they know exactly who he is, they know his authority, and they say things like, "Have you come to place the judgment on us?" So they know what's going on. It's not them to believe on salvation. And that's not what James is saying. I would be specific with your cousin, and I would try to get to what does she actually believe a person has to do to go to heaven. There's great verses like Romans chapter 11 and verse 6. "And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work." This is a great verse, taking aside what she says about demons believing, because we just looked at in context, that has nothing to do with those demons believing the salvation message. It's not even for them. You got to get them to this point and say, okay, is salvation simply by grace or is it by works? Because if it's one, it can't be the other. Okay, if she's saying, well, the demons believe, so a person can say they believe and they really do believe, but they don't have works to back it up. Well, Romans 11:6 flies in the face of that claim. That's why I like clear verses like that. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. These are important things. Remember, you want to win the soul, not the argument. You don't want to come off argumentative, even if they come off hot and hostile towards you. Just be clear, keep those verses clear, and stick to the ones that, you know, say what they say. You know, if Ephesians 2:8-9 is right, and if Romans 11:6 is right, then salvation can't be of works. So I hope that answers your question, and I look forward to the next episode where we can take a shot at another one. Send us a question, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. You can visit the website, BibleLineMinistries.org, and you can send us a question there too. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.